You know, it's the perfect song to lead into Chamber Chat as Ice Cream Man. Do we have an ice cream man, Paula?
No, we don't have an ice cream man. We have ice cream companies.
We need an ice cream guy with a cart here selling the...
I think ice cream man should be allowed to pass out margaritas.
I already like your style. As you know, it Friday means Chamber Chat. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, brought with her the President of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. More than that, though, he's a husband, a father, a business owner, involved in the community. And I understand he was we'll talk about his college years later. He's in charge of the Ballesteros Group at Coldwell Banker Global Luxury, Joseph J.J. Ballesteros. Welcome to the program this
morning.
Thank
you, Ed. Good to be here.
Glad to have you this morning. How are you?
I'm great.
All right.
Really excited for this weekend, tonight, and the holiday season.
All right. Now, tonight, we've got the entire evening ready for hospitality night. Paula's on it. We're down to a by-the-minute, really, literally, a by-the-minute instruction manual here as to what to do. What's your involvement tonight?
My involvement is to bring my family and have a great time talking to everybody I know and meet.
Eat some of that delicious chili that she's bringing in.
It all starts with the chili.
Now, the Ballesteros Group at Coldwell Banker Global Luxury, our listeners hear the spots here on air. What do you do?
Well, we are real estate advisors for our clients and try to help them meet their financial goals through real estate. So we work with buyers, sellers, investors, and try to get them the product that they want or sell their home for the highest price possible.
Right. And so it's not just a buy and sell of your house. I need an investment. And is this property the right property to invest in?
Correct.
And you make those assessments.
Yeah. We truly feel that we want to be their advisor for life. So, you know, a lot of our clients we've worked with for 15, 20 years, we helped them buy their first condo and now they're buying their third or fourth investment properties.
Right.
So we really want them to come for us, you know, come to us for everything. And we really just want to help them reach their goals.
Is it ever a bad time to buy an investment property?
If you can get the right deal, it just depends on what you want to do with it.
Okay.
You know, if you're trying to flip a home, you do have to, it is market sensitive. Right. But of course, if you can get the right price, and you have the right margins, then you definitely want to take a look at it.
It definitely has to work for you. It has to work for you, the individual.
Right.
It's not just
exactly.
This general, that's a good spot for everybody.
Everybody has their own situation, motivations, timetables.
Right.
So if it all works out, then
How'd you get started?
Wow. My grandmother was a real estate agent back in the day. My mom is still an agent. I was in sales.
Hello,
sales.
Lena.
Yeah,
hello, Lena.
Yeah. Lean out and Tustin. And I was in sales and then management. I got into mortgage, was managing for Wells Fargo. And then about 5 years ago, my first son was born. Both of them were actually born and I wasn't seeing them enough.
Right.
You know, I was home or left the house early back late. And organically, my wife and I came up with this idea of what if we joined forces, grew a team, and worked together and partnered.
Right.
And 8 months later, I left Wells Fargo and we started the Ballesteros Group and have been going at it ever since.
So Andrea keeps you focused. Is that the deal? Or she's just doing all the work and you're taking all the credit?
No. It's a good team. She's a phenomenal human being, wife, mother, and one of the best real estate agents out there.
Excellent.
So working with her every day has been a pleasure.
And may I say that the when you see all four of them, when you see that family plus the new dog, by the way,
Barbie.
Charlie,
when you see the family with Charlie the dog, that's like the best looking family I've ever seen, man. What's wrong with you people? This is like the cover of a magazine or something, man.
You should just see what it looks like getting our kids off to school and tell me if we're the perfect family.
I just stepped in dog poo.
Yeah, all right, exactly. Yeah,
okay. So you mentioned your grandmother got you started, and she was innovative in real estate. She was a pioneer.
She was this little short Mexican lady back in the 70s.
Right.
And once she got her license, she would just go out. And I think her record was 31 closings in a month.
Wow.
And I remember when I was 5 and 6, handing out pumpkins and flyers for her in her neighborhoods in Santa Ana.
That's closing a deal every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if it only had 30 days in that month, man, she was kicking super butt.
Yeah, she was over-indexing for sure.
So your parents, Pepe and Lena, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
How did they influence who you are right now? Tell me about the things you got from each of them, something you got from each of them that you feel you carry today.
Well, I truly feel that I was blessed to have them as parents. You know, every situation is different for people, but these my parents, you know, worked hard. I never doubted their love. I played sports, you know, growing up, and they were at all my games.
Right. What'd you play?
Everything. Okay. Baseball, I mean, in high school, it was basketball.
Cover of a magazine, I'm telling you.
Well, when you're kids, you want, you know, football, baseball, basketball, right. Everything. But, you know, they were there. I always knew how hard they were working to support, you know, what I wanted to do.
Right.
And it was really, you know, one of the best feelings growing up, knowing that you had that support system there right. behind you. And my whole family, I mean, my whole family would go to the games and cheer me on. And so it was a cool experience.
Right. And you bring those same things to your kids because you know, nothing was more important to you a few weeks back than the Little League game at Riddle Field.
I would say I never knew how much my parents loved me until Cruz was born. And then you figure it out.
Right.
You pay it forward.
I'm holding up the referee touchdown signal right now because that's exactly right, man.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I want to talk a little local business if we can. Paula, jump in on this. As members, as the head of the chamber right now, both of you, what kind of businesses would you like to see in town? What don't we have that we could see in town that would be successful here?
Wow, that is a really open-ended question. I think what we would really like to see is an opportunity for fair free market so that there's not this preconceived idea that we're saturated on some level with, let's just say, jewelry or women's clothing or art.
Right.
And whatever that business model is that business owner wants to bring forward is allowed to do that without these strict rules put into place because it doesn't meet the CUP process.
Right. So it's really a matter of addressing the CUP process.
It really is because, you know, people come to us and one of the things the chamber offers is a SCORE, which is the small business consultant that comes in and talks to somebody who wants to open a small business. And he comes in once a month or so and meets with people. And oftentimes when they leave, we kind of look at each other and say, that's not looking like that's going to be a viable business yet. This person's got passion for it.
Right.
And you don't want to kill their dream at the same time, you know, you want to say you might want to form a better marketing plan prior to opening your business because sometimes that's why things change or fail as well is they just have a good idea, but they have no idea how to get it successful, how to make it successful.
Right. And what have you found to be the successful plan, the successful road, the focus that the new business needs?
Get involved with a community, and it's not just the chamber, right? I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of nonprofits in town and we all go to these businesses for our events and see if they could donate anything. And the ones that donate, are the ones that the town supports,
right?
You know, there's been a few that just don't want to do anything. And JJ
is spot on that. You know, I come from nonprofit world with Boys and Girls Club and some of the other nonprofits in town. I work with Tony's Treehouse. Right. And the way to get your name in front of people is to give. Right. And you don't need to give thousands of dollars. You give a $10 gift card or, you know, for a raffle item. And we're talking about it all the time.
Right.
So it's small things that make a big impact.
And even give your time.
Repost another small business's Instagram. Small things.
It is
alike or something that bubbles that back up to the top of the algorithm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we tried those companies, and there are a lot of them, stores, you know, restaurants, hotels that do give. We, as Paula said, we try to blast their name out and give them as much recognition as possible. We appreciate everything that, you know, people are donating.
Right. And again, as I mentioned earlier, when they give their time and they give just a little, it goes a long way.
A long way. It could end up being an extra staff person, but if they're volunteering, they don't need to hire that extra staff person. Our ambassadors are a perfect example of that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And wonderful ambassadors.
Right.
So let's talk about tonight for a second. What do you got on the plate for tonight?
Well, the city actually starts the evening off with the Thurston Middle School Band playing at the Pepper Tree Lot, and then they roll over into the elementary school band at 5:30 in front of Santa's Hut. Of course, there's kids' activities at the Pepper Tree Lot. Santa arrives at 6:10 with the mayor on the Ocean Avenue stage.
Very cool.
The tree lighting, which you, Ed, are emceeing.
Honored.
Yes.
I feel really good.
Is happening around 6:10 to 6:15. Of course, we have that the local Ava August, who performed, I believe it was on The Voice. She's going to sing a few songs.
Right. She was out a couple of weeks ago at Main Beach and was spectacular.
Right. So she's going to sing a few. She's a young gal.
Yeah.
I mean, she's 17, 18. I'm not entirely sure, but I remember her being quite young. Yeah. Super talented. Yeah. Of course, community concert band on Beach Street. And then on the main stage on Forest, we have the Annalise School performing at 6:50. And at 7:30, the perennial favorite, The Farm.
Excellent. Now, a question about the holidays. We want everybody to shop locally. I've been pushing this really hard.
Yeah, good.
Support your local merchants. And I know that anything you can find outside of town, I find I can get in town, really. For the most part, I can get just about anything I need here,
locally. There are very few things you can't find locally.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Have you guys got all your shopping done?
Oh, no.
Way too early for that.
Oh my gosh, no.
It's only the 6th, Ed. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I brag on Paula and
Please,
Ashley?
We
just had Small Business Saturday last weekend,
right?
Or last Saturday. And this is something that Paula, Ashley, and they set up a retail task force, which was basically comprised of, you know, store owners from different parts of the town.
Right.
And then they would recruit their local buddies, you know, next door neighbors or what have you. Right. And they've been going at it for, what, 4 or 5 months in advance. And I think in last year we had 16 businesses sign up.
Right.
This year we had over 100.
Yeah.
And all the feedback thus far has
been excellent.
Yeah. You know,
and it was rainy and you know, cold, and people were still out shopping. It was amazing.
Yeah. And again, and like with you, I don't want to blow smoke in your face or anything, but just so happy to have you here.
Thank
you. I really am. And then the city should be as well.
Thank
and
you.
We should feel fortunate. JJ, were you ever involved in the chamber before Paula?
I was on the board.
Okay.
For about 6 months.
All right. And do you notice the stark difference?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. No, Paula is, she's a pleasure to work with. You know, it's fun. You know, we laugh. We work hard, you know.
And we have really healthy debates while we don't agree on everything.
Right.
Which is a very good thing with your board. You don't want to agree with everything because then everything just gets pushed through and there's no thought put into what you're agreeing to.
Right. There's no effort. It seems like there's no effort when you're just agreeing with somebody else.
We have very, very varying opinions on our board of directors, which makes us make really good decisions.
Yeah.
Helps us make really good decisions.
So far, so good. I want to ask you really quick, your years at San Diego State University.
Those years
it was the number one party school in the country, by the way.
I may have heard that. I was so focused in studying.
You hear that, Pepe and Lena? He was studying when he was in college.
Yeah, that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
I couldn't be happier that you brought this guy in today. First of all, thank you, Paula. And JJ, it's always great to see you. We will see you tonight.
Absolutely.
All right, and the hospitality, I'm looking
Chili
forward to
it. Chili at my office at 4:30.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
around.
Oh, we're all over it. All right. JJ, thank you very much for coming in. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, as always, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Ed. Thank you.
His song?
Oh, yes, that's right. By the way, thank you for reminding
You're
me.
You're welcome.
You have magnificent taste in music, by the way. And tell us who you chose today.
So today's selection is Thank You by Led Zeppelin. And I listen to music when I'm working out, golfing, or around a campfire, or just in the backyard drinking wine. And this is definitely one of those campfire, you know, drinking wine in the backyard songs.
So to all the listeners, this is from JJ.
Still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
Kind of
Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me, I'm the only one. I might say happiness, no more be sad. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea. There will still be you and me. Thank you.